Good afternoon. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken today out ahead of a cold front that's approaching from western New York. A southerly breeze will help push temperatures into the upper 50s on average for daytime highs. That southerly breeze will also transport in moisture, which will produce scattered showers as we get deeper into the afternoon and especially towards sunset. The front will move through the region tonight, and that's our best chance of a steadier rain. Some heavier bursts of rain are possible as the front passes by during the overnight period. We'll also have areas of fog. Behind the front, scattered showers towards sunrise tomorrow, with overnight lows in the middle and upper 40s. Still the risk of a few scattered showers on Wednesday early in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. With high pressure building in behind the front, we'll have increasing sunshine and a northwest breeze during the day, which will pick up, and temperatures will top out in the upper 50s to around 60. That high pressure center will dominate the weather through the day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather, and this will allow temperatures to reach the lower to mid-60s for daytime highs. A weaker front will head our way on Friday. There is the risk of a few passing showers, otherwise partly sunny skies, and highs back into the middle and upper 50s. Behind this front will dry it out for the upcoming weekend, with mostly sunny skies on Saturday, lower to mid-50s, and sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Sunday, with highs in the middle 50s. Another system will head our way from the deep south and Tennessee Valley for the early part of next week, with a chance of showers on Monday and highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system forecast to move through the Great Lakes into Canada over the next couple of days will sweep a cold front east across the eastern seaboard today. Rain and thunderstorms are expected in the vicinity of the low and along and ahead of the front. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather for the eastern Carolinas into far southwestern Virginia as the front pushes through. Showers and storms will generally be progressive, but isolated flash flooding is possible with locally heavy rain. Some light snow or a rain-snow mix is possible in portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest on the backside of this system. Additionally, gusty winds are ongoing behind the low, and wind advisories and high wind warnings are in effect for the central and northern plains into the middle and upper Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, an atmospheric river or plume of moisture will take aim at the Pacific Northwest through today, causing the potential for heavy rain. The heaviest rain is expected in the favored higher terrain of the coastal range and Cascades. Rain should clear out in the Pacific Northwest after the cold front passes, but that low pressure system and its associated cold front will help produce rain and snow in the northern and central Rockies to northern plains starting tomorrow. Locally heavy snow is possible in the higher terrain of the Rockies and the Wind River Mountains and Tetons. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with scattered showers near 60. Boston, cloudy with drizzle and eventually rain in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high, 86, set in 1979. And the record low, 20, in 1959 and in 1948. Sunrise this morning is at 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:02 p.m., 10 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with showers developing late today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with drizzle and eventually showers developing today and highs around 60. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and breezy with showers developing late today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Increasing clouds with showers developing late today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers developing late today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers and increasing sunshine, breezy with highs near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s Thursday. Chance of a shower Friday in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-50s Saturday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the mid-50s and a chance of showers Sunday night and Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-50s Monday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.